The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If you're a property manager or you own a commercial building or just it's your responsibility to make sure that your office is clean, here's where you start. The Johnson Group, facility services at acetj.com/clean. Since 2004, Katie and Emily, their two sisters, have owned the commercial cleaning company known as the Johnson Group. And here's what makes them a little bit different than everybody else. Every customer works directly with Katie and Emily every step of the way so that your expectations are clear and they know they are taking care of your needs at all times. The Johnson Group currently cleans over 15 million square feet of office and medical building space throughout the greater Charlotte area, including all of the Charlotte, High Point, and Gastonia YMCAs and the offices over at Bank of America Stadium. If you have any commercial cleaning needs whatsoever, the Johnson Group can handle it. That's what they do. Just go to acetj.com/clean and get all the details about the Johnson Group. acetj.com/clean.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Stop, Riggins. He's flipping me off. Flipping me the bird. You know, there was a time in the 70s and 80s where people used the, they called it, along with flipping somebody the bird, they called it flipping them the bone or boning them. He boned me. He drive by and just boned me out the window.
Really?
Yeah.
Boned me.
He gave me the bone. Flip me the bone.
He boned me.
Because the bone in your finger. Me. Yeah. Yeah, so he gonna come by and bone me for no reason.
It's weird.
I know. And just like there was a sitcom in the 80s that was a family sitcom, and before boning became such a slang term for making the relations, and having a boner meant an erection, there was a kid on the show called Boner, was his name.
Yeah.
Boner. And it was on that Kirk Cameron show, Growing Pains. His best friend's name was Boner.
And they just took their word and made it something else.
Yeah.
And now it's not okay.
I still think, though, Ace, at that time there were, like, people still called.
Yeah.
It was starting to catch on as a name before the Boner character came along.
I think it was a name before the character came along. That's
it was just
why
them being
it was so
edgy.
Surprising.
And edgy.
It just doesn't make any sense that they would even do that, though, and be that edgy.
Mm-hmm. You boner.
Look at that. Look what I just did to Riggins. I boned him.
You wish. You wish.
He just boned you.
Yeah,
and you just took it. You didn't even do anything about it.
Right, flipped him the bone.
I just wait, hold it up so when he turns around and gets boned.
Let me see you do it again, Ace. Flip up. You got a tiny... you were doing it funny. You looked like you had a tiny middle finger.
Oh, I was
I used to always do it like you had to do it a certain way. Like if you put your thumb in it to hold your other fingers down, and that was kind of cheating. You had to be able to do it like this.
That's weird.
Like I do it with the thumb out. I used to do it that way. Now I'll just, you know, I'm lazy with it. Just here. Here,
I don't really flip people off very often.
I don't know when I ever
flipped anybody off lately. Oh. It's been a long time.
I flick Rob off almost every morning, actually.
That's true.
I never flick people off.
Nice.
You flick them off, not flip them off. You flick them.
Flip them. Flip.
Which
is
one?
It flick or flip?
Either.
I flick them off.
Yeah, you flick them off.
Yeah, flick them off.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds more vulgar to me for some reason.
That sounds what?
More vulgar to me.
Flicking off?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Like it's like flick, like a thump, kind of? Like you flick like that?
Like you.
Like that, it flicks.
So yeah, Alexa starts with the full fist and then just like the middle finger pops up like she just released a spring on it. Like, the back of the fist and then boom.
So you get their attention first with the fist and then like pow.
Yep. Just like that.
That kid just flipped me on.
It's like a switch to it.
It's like, is that your pinky finger?
What is that 19-year-old Russian guy's name who looks like he's a toddler?
That's so funny. Yeah.
Hezbollah.
Yeah, that's Alexis flipping somebody out like Hezbollah. She and Hezbollah need to fight each other.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
I like that, though. Fist gets their attention, then pow.
They don't know what's coming.
You thought it was just a fisting.
Yeah, it's just a fist.
But it's a boner.
I thought I was going to fist you, but instead I boned you.
Yeah, you got a boner out of it. Yeah, I flipped you off, and then you got getting a good boning out of it.
Ay, ay, ay.
He boned you? I think. I don't know who he was boning. It looked like he better not have been boning me.
I won't stand for that. Well, nobody boned me.
That's why I find so much humor in the language. I mean, you can just sit and entertain yourself for hours just thinking about words that we say.
I do. I always do that because I'm like, who came up with that word and who decided that that word's going to be a bad word?
Mm-hmm. Like what? Like what?
Like shit.
Shit.
Why is shit a bad word?
Where did that come from?
Well, you know what? It all depends on where you are. Because in the UK, they can say that on TV all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Because I watched when I first started watching years ago, the BBC version of Hell's Kitchen, or not Hell's Kitchen, whatever it was, the where he saves the restaurant, Gordon Ramsay, which was the original. Yeah, it's all over television there. It's no big deal. They don't worry about it. They have a lot of words they say that you can't say here on television.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Netflix series that Nicolas Cage was involved with that tells you the origins of curse words.
Yeah, I saw that
or something, yeah. But even then, it's letters put together, and they're like, that's a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Why didn't hello become a cuss word? Or you're welcome.
Yeah.
Wow. Why didn't it? You're right. It's deep.
And then how some words were created to be worse than others.
Yeah.
You know. I know. It's craziness. It's just craziness. If somebody try to tell me what I can say and can't say, I bone them. Just like,
hey, ain't nobody gonna bone him.
This one's really bad, but the time when whatever period that was when mine and Ace's dads were young men, young adults, with you know, still had old enough to be married and have kids and stuff. You know what it was called when somebody really went off on you and cussed you out and like say your boss told you, jumped all over you and told you you were doing a bad job or that you screwed something up? You know what they would call that?
Mm.
Man, I tell you what, Jerry came in here and eat my ass out today.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
He ate my ass out.
Get out.
Which is an offshoot of he chewed his ass out.
Yeah.
But
I mean, he just been in here. He's eating everybody's ass out today. I don't know what's wrong with him.
He's just eating all the ass.
Yeah.
Ass eater.
I've heard reamed. He reamed my ass.
Ew.
That was a phrase, a commonly used phrase.
Like reamed also?
Well, you knew that was dirty.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But yeah, meaning like it's just an advance of chewed my ass out.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Said, but and then a lot of people going to eat my ass.
He's going to eat my ass.
I know, man. I let that get out of hand yesterday and end up costing us some money. He's going to eat my ass.
I text Riggins. He's going to eat my ass now.
That sounds more like a request. You got to sound like you've done something wrong.
Yeah, the delivery is still important in how you do it.
Okay.
That sounded like it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. You started by texting him, you up.
Right. You said it like he's finally agreed. Finally.
Finally.
And even people who didn't normally use the word eat in the wrong context, like as the past tense, you know, instead of ate, a lot of old country people, I would say eat. Oh, we done eat. No, I eat way too much for lunch, for dinner. I eat way too much. They would still say he eat my ass out instead of ate.
He eat my ass out.
He didn't eat my ass out today.
He eat it.
Yeah, I gotta stay low, man. I gotta stay low. I'm staying away from him. I done got one ass eaten today.
I cannot get my ass eat again.
Cannot handle two ass eatings in one day. Only one.
Yeah, can you imagine that? You can touch your ass eat out twice in a day.
I've been getting my ass eaten all day. It's been a hard day.
It's different when you say it. There's something about the way you say it.
What?
Oh, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to deal with him. The mood he's in today.
Yeah, because it probably wasn't as commonly talked about or as popular as it is today, you know.
Not at all.
Probably weren't doing that stuff.
Probably weren't.
He's in a real ass-eating mood today.
Though? I think if you look back through history, I think people have been doing the same stuff.
You think so?
Forever. Some things come and go from time to time, but, you know.
Cavemen.
Like the ancient, the ancient Greeks, though, were the wildest, you know, people that have ever been around.
But it didn't get talked about as much in regular society.
You're right.
You know?
And I want to know who the first person to do that was. Like, I'm going to just do this.
Yeah. It's all because of the damn internet. That's what's causing the problem.
Damn Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Not only the first person to do it, the first person to like bring it up in conversation. Guys, let me tell you what I've been doing.
I don't know. They said it was the Greeks, you know.
How do you know
that? The ones that run that restaurant down there. Yeah. Down there on the corner.
Not that one.
They got some killer tzatziki.
They doing some stuff back there.
Yeah, just throughout history, they were known to indulge. Ancient Greeks were known to indulge in all kinds of crazy stuff.
You wouldn't know that fact.
Well, no, I mean.
The origin of ass eating.
I didn't say that. But what I'm saying,
you kind of did. Freaks. Like, the origins of the Freaks.
That's the same place where they used to go and eat so much. They had vomitoriums where you could go into specific. Bill, you go into vomits. You could go back to the feast.
Oh,
and
too much ass.
You know.
And too much ass.
Yeah. That's why you need a vomitorium. Yeah, that was disgusting.
But I think people have always been wild.
Man, yes. Man, people have been cool for a long time, man.
They just pretended not to
yes.
Do it as much.
Back in the olden days, like say 1972, 73, in the ancient times,
yeah.
I had this Greek friend, man, he'd do any damn thing.
He does.
Anything, yeah. He made us call him Morpheus.
Plato was eating ass. Socrates, ass eater.
Yeah.
Zoot, damn.
Not only did he eat ass, he got his ass eat.
Google it. I'm sure that's true. Oh,
yeah. The greatest minds ate ass. Einstein, big ass eater.
Stephen Hawking before he got in that chair.
You guys are ridiculous.
Fact of life.
Fact of life.
Oh, God.
Clean this up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob, clean that up in editing.
figure out a way to make that work.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
She likes talking about it, though.
I do.
Yeah. I mean, I just brought up the difference in the slang that you wouldn't use that today.
I just added some historical context to it.
Exactly, and I just laughed at it. I didn't even add to it.
No, Riggins took it too far. Like he and Rob. Riggins and Rob.
You can always blame it on Riggins and Rob.
R&R. R&R action going.
It's funny that's meant to be Cher. This is the Cher Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ace. And one of the things that I've been working on a lot lately is my mental health, learning how to handle situations better so that I don't feel overwhelmed from time to time with all the things that are going on. It can be stressful to even think about tackling your stress, but I found something called Noom Mood. It's a journey to mental wellness, but you take it one step at a time. They guide you through everything and teaches you the power of shifting your mindset in just a few minutes a day. That's one of the best parts. They hold your hand all the way through. You have coaches to help you, and it's very accessible, very convenient. It only takes 10 minutes a day. You can do it whenever, wherever with the Noom app. Reason I got into it, I've got a friend who's on the Noom weight loss program. He's lost 36 pounds and says it's phenomenal. Worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. Noom.com/AceTJ.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Cher Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Cher Funny podcast.
Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. If you've had a disaster happen in your home or your business, you need it cleaned up and repaired, go to acetj.com/Paul Davis because Paul love it.
Paul love it.
We had a story a couple of weeks ago of a man in China who'd been living in the Beijing Capital International Airport for 14 years. He's been doing that because he chooses to live there. He wasn't like in the movie The Terminal with Tom Hanks where he was stuck. He has chosen to live there. He's in his 60s, and he says he started living at the airport because of his family, and they were trying to stop him from smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol, and he didn't want to quit those things. So apparently he moved to the airport where I guess they still allow that in the China airport. They allow you to smoke. Officials have encouraged him to leave, but he refuses.
How does he, what do you mean he lives in the airport?
Well, it got, you know, I've said before, if you have to live in a public place like that, I think an airport would be about the best place to live.
Sure.
You know, because you can move about freely and you can go, you get tired of one part of the airport, you go to the other part, you got all day in there just to do whatever. You got different types of food if you can afford it. If you got money in the airport, that's the thing. The only thing that would be trouble would be sleeping. But people sleep in airports all the time. But I'm just saying, like, if you sleep at the airport every night, that's how you get your rest instead of going and getting in a bed. It seems like that would be the problematic part.
And where does he take showers? Shower? Yeah, that's what. Yeah,
where
thinking.
Does he shower?
Like bird bath shower?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, you know what? I and I don't know what they may have, but I know the Charlotte airport. I just saw a thing online the other day. They just opened called Club CLT or something like that, and it's a private club. You can pay like $99 a year to be a part of it or something like that, and it has different food and drinks. But they have rooms you can essentially rent there at the airport if you have to, if you're stuck and need to spend the night or whatever. They have showers and everything.
Fix the damn parking.
Yeah,
at the airport, get some parking. Get all that. Get all that construction outside taken care of before you're building stupid ass. You know, hotel rooms inside the airport.
Yeah. I just figure out how to pick up passengers in an easier way
without everybody having to go all the way on.
Yeah, that's the most insane,
idiotic way to do it. And I thought surely when they built the new part, they would fix that, and they didn't. It's just a bigger space to give everybody more room to still get to the right, which is still a mess.
Yeah,
I've never seen that at another airport of any decent size, and it's dumb.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a movie with Tom Hanks where he lived inside of an airport?
Where were you?
Wait, yeah,
the one that I said just a minute ago called the terminal.
What the hell are you talking about? Someone else actually lived in the airport, not Tom Hanks. Yeah, I thought this was a real person.
I must have left off that part that I clearly said about the terminal with Tom Hanks.
I thought you were talking about another person that was real.
You know, the other Tom Hanks.
Kind of like the movie The Terminal.
Can you say that's what your brother-in-law's name is, Tom Hanks?
And where does he shower and sleep?
But even Ace, if I'm using that area, this new area or whatever,
right?
I'm wearing shower shoes in that too. I'm
sure.
I'm wearing flip-flops.
Absolutely.
I just think everybody at the airport is dirty.
Yeah, it brings together all levels of person.
Right, and you know, back when they talk about how airports used to be really nice and you'd wear good clothes to fly and all that. Well, that went out the window years ago. Yep. Girls showing up in pajamas and
it's a vibe.
Oh, yeah. It's super casual now.
It's a vibe. Like, I do this all the time.
Yeah, I just want to be comfy while I'm flying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know why. I know why people do it. Because they have absolutely zero pride in themselves. That's why they do it. They just don't care what the world thinks of them at all.
Just wearing the fact that you showed up to the airport in some type of animal house slipper, which I've seen before. It's like, what are we doing? I know this is an early morning flight, but damn, you're clearly wearing pajama pants and slippers on this plane. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, but then that tells the rest of us not to expect anything out of that person. Don't make the mistake of expecting anything out of that person.
I mean, I'm not saying I get dressed up to fly, but, you know.
I do.
I make the effort.
I'm suit, tie, the whole thing.
Always.
Bolo.
Sure.
Even if I'm not wearing a regular tie.
Bolo and a tie.
Yeah, I'll do both. Double just to up. Make sure. Yeah.
You ever go a nice shirt open with the bolo around your neck, like a necklace underneath? Hell yeah. Mm.
Not yet this spring. Alexis, you don't go and fly with your pajamas and house shoes on.
No, but I do wear like sweats.
All right.
And I'll wear flip-flops.
Ooh.
I don't care.
And you walk on that dirty floor when you go through security with your bare feet?
Yup.
Yuck.
I just don't want to take up the time of having to take off my shoes and then people are waiting behind me. It like stresses me out.
Yeah.
I thought you were stressed because you had a bunch of drugs up your ass. That would stress me
that
out.
That would stress you out?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't stress me out.
It's the only time you see Alexis where she doesn't want to pet a dog that walks by.
Right.
Posture is perfect.
That dog better not get close to me.
I'm allergic.
Dog, you better stay away. I always get nervous. I'm going to forget something that I have, like, that I'm not supposed to have. And then they're going to make a big deal, and I'm going to hold up the line.
Yeah.
You know what? It's pocket knives.
Pocket knives, yeah.
They just took my son got me a pocket knife for Christmas, and it was in my bag. when I just went through the airport a couple of weeks ago going to Tampa. I was like, damn. The guy's like, for $22, you can mail it to yourself. I was like, no, I'm fine. Thanks. Mm-hmm. I'll grab another pocket knife. Sorry.
Did you tell your son?
No. He's not. He's been with me before when I'm lost tonight. Hell, he's the one. He made it through after my dad died that summer. We were going on our baseball trip, and we were coming back through the airport in Cincinnati. And the guy pulled us out of the line and was like, I'm guessing you didn't know this was in here. And he pulled out a damn knife that my dad had given him that was, I mean, long, not a, like, where the, a knife with a handle and a blade, not that mm-hmm. the blade doesn't pop open.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, but sir, to be honest with you, it was, it had been in his suitcase, his bag ever since my dad had died. And I was like, no, but you know, we went through the airport in Charlotte and nobody picked up one. Nobody noticed that.
Well, their x-ray machines aren't as,
yeah,
you know, vivid as ours.
Yeah.
Here. But he let you keep it, right?
Yeah, we had to mail it home. That one we got out of the line and went back and mailed it home.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Ace, I think part of your problem is it's not called a bag knife. It's called a pocket knife. If you keep it in your pocket, you would be able to feel when you get out.
Yeah, you're not, just throw it in the bag and forget about it.
You just don't want anything messing up your the contour of your lower body from your jeans. That's why you don't keep a wallet in your pocket and all that. You want to make everything smooth.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He wants everybody to see that print.
That ass.
Don't want anybody asking, is that a pocket knife
you got? That's horrible.
I didn't say any of that, you notice.
He's like, my ass needs to be smooth. I'm wearing jeggings as it is.
Tight pants.
Yeah. You can't put a pocket knife in these jeggings.
That's like Mr. Todd. He probably can't put anything in his pockets. They're too tight.
Well, you'll know what's in there if he does.
What? I'm not going to lie, though. Some of those jeggings do look comfortable. I see them on social media pop-ups and stuff. They stretch all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
Some jeggings, men's jeggings.
Are they as tight as tights?
No, I don't think so. I don't know what they're. I don't even know if they're still called jeggings. I don't know. They're stretchy jeans.
Yeah.
I bet they're hot.
Yeah, anything that tight.
Yeah.
And they're definitely not made of cotton. Right. They can't be.
So, you know, I'm a cotton person.
Yeah, I'm sure they're made of
fabric of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Half rubber and half, you know, latex or something weird. That would not feel good.
Mm-mm. My mama got me, my brother and me, 1 year for Christmas. They looked exactly alike. They were kind of like pajama pants, but could still be considered sweats. And they were acid wash. They looked just like acid wash jeans. Hmm. You know, from back in the 80s.
Holy crap.
They were cool.
Really?
Yeah.
So this was not in the 80s?
No. We were grown. No. Oh, this is okay. Just like a thing. I thought y'all would like get a kick out of those.
I like acid wash jeans.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They made a mini comeback a few years ago, mm-hmm. and then they disappeared.
Mm-hmm. I still wear them.
You would.
Yeah, because I got my own style. I don't follow the trends.
You don't?
No.
Huh.
The fashionista in there says, you would definitely.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone on the show, you want judging your fashion sense.
The guy in the Harry Potter shirt.
Fashion robot.
That's a fashion no-no. Tin Man Hershey Kiss meets Bridesmaids Under the Sea.
I watched part of that show the other day, Riggins.
The Project Runway.
Project Runway, yeah. Because when I turn on my TV, it's the cable company that it's on that's tied with has their own shows that come on. And this it's either this one or there's some kind of other little, like a family type show, drama, whatever. But anyway, I stopped on it for a little bit and watched, you know, to see him. And Heidi Klum, she can be mean sometimes on there.
Oh, really?
Isn't that who it is? Heidi Klum?
Heidi Klum, yeah.
Yeah, she can be mean to those designers sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, they were making, they had to make a dress while incorporating candy in their dress.
It's like and, the wackiest shit ever.
Yeah, and Dylan, whatever her name is, from Dylan's Candies, was one of the judges. Hmm. And she's like ripping on them too. Like, what are you talking about? I'd like to have seen more candy incorporated in the skirt. Of course you would.
Yeah.
You're the candy lady.
Right. Shut up. Yeah, if you ever get, there's a compilation of Michael Kors' best insults on Project Runway. That's, he's pretty creative in his disses. They're funny.
Yeah. And he and Rob, if we got the two of them together.
Dolce and Gabbana.
It would be craziness.
What?
Kookiness.
Mm-hmm. Rob said, I bet you do wear those.
I know. Like, shut up, Rob. You had the audacity to wear those out.
Rob, was the last real trend that you were into from a fashion standpoint when you were kind of doing the Eminem thing?
I would say it was when I was wearing the big jeans, the ones that cover your whole shoe.
Yeah.
In middle school. And then from then on, I was just like, I'm just going to wear what I want to wear. And although I did wear a lot of American Eagle in high school, so maybe that was it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
American Eagle's cool.
I was too fat for Abercrombie, so.
Yeah, American Eagle was popular. It was preppy style.
I think I may have worn American Eagle stuff a little too long.
Maybe.
You know. Not much, though, if that, because I remember whenever I would go into one of those places, if I had been able to shop in it before, and the day I walked in and the music was too loud for me, then I knew then I had outgrown it. I had outaged it.
Yeah.
Like that one time I made the mistake of going into Hollister.
Ooh. Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so dark.
I gotta get my baby out of here. It's going to hurt her little ears.
Yeah, she had a baby.
Yeah.
That might be the time.
Yeah, Lainey was screaming. She's like 7 weeks old.
Shut up, baby. I'm trying to get a sick graphic tee.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.